is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang at Gatestone, Newsweek and The Hill, and at Gordon Chang at Twitter. And we welcome Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy as a senior fellow to help us on a story that is about French President Emmanuel Macron, who's running for re-election, pointing to what used to be the French colonial empire and is now part of the Francophile world. Paris, Dateline Paris, CNN reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron said that France and the South Pacific nations would launch a South Pacific Coast Guard network in order to counter, quote, predatory behavior, which an advisor said was aimed at illegal fishing as China expands its maritime reach. The United States and allies, including France, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand, are actively expanding their activity in the Pacific to counter China's influence. Cleo, wonderful. Your call has been answered. All these fleets are going to show up. To do what, Cleo? What is to be done and what can they do? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, the first thing is showing up. And then the second thing, as you said, is what are you going to do with them? And that's contingent on political will. So that'll be determined in the capital. So to understand what might be going on in the South Pacific, you need to understand what's going on in Paris and Canberra and Wellington and in Tokyo. And some of them are a little bit more solid on the China issue than others. So what you're hearing out of Tokyo is incredibly encouraging, especially in the context of Taiwan. And several of these South Pacific countries still have diplomatic relations with Taiwan. And what you're hearing out of Canberra is sometimes very encouraging, sometimes a little disconcerting. What you're hearing out of Wellington is usually extremely disconcerting. But what you're hearing out of France, out of Paris, is very complex. So Paris considers the Indo-Pacific essentially part of French territory. It has territories in the Indian Ocean, territories in the South Pacific, New Caledonia, French Polynesia, Wallis and Futuna. They cover very large sections, very large strategic zones within the South Pacific. And they consider that part of France. The Chinese, as they are all across the South Pacific, are trying to undermine French presence in the region. There's another referendum likely coming up in New Caledonia, and there are rumors that the Chinese are sort of backing the independence movement. So China is front and center in everybody's minds, including the French. But at the same time, the French are very ambiguous. Paris is very ambiguous about China in terms of investments, even in terms of things like Huawei. So to know how effective each of those players are going to be in the South Pacific, you really need to go not to the periphery, but to the center. And so it's sort of decisions they're making there.
Gordon, the fishing fleet. We've talked about China's having different color hulls for their aggression, the white hull, the gray hull, the blue hull. The fishing fleet, is that militia, Gordon? Are those all military-connected fishing boats?
Most of China's fishing fleet is military connected. The military has supplied radios, free fuel or subsidized fuel. They work with fishermen to organize them. So this year, in a time of war, certainly they would be considered part of the Chinese military. Also, they have been working and moving into the economic zones of other countries. This is predatory fishing, and they're doing this in the South Pacific as they're doing it all across the world, John.
You have a question for Cleo, Gordon.
Cleo, how serious is China's fishing in the exclusive economic zones of these islands in the Pacific?
Oh, it's very serious and very destructive. And in some cases, it's perfectly legal because they've bought off the sort of people within the country making the decisions around fishing. In other cases, it's illicit, and they turn off their trackers. So you can see, if you look at, there's some websites where you can track fishing boats. They're supposed to have trackers on them. And you can see the Chinese boats encircling an exclusive economic zone. And you have to wonder whether they've turned off their trackers when they've dipped across the line. China really doesn't care if it crashes a stock. So it's a bad player. There's no question about it. And it does come with because of civil military fusion. As you said, some of these are straight up military militia. maritime militia. Some of them are fishing, but even the ones that are fishing are part of information gathering, maritime domain awareness, all that sort of stuff. So it is bad in many, many, many different respects.
Cleo, quickly, does China use the co-prosperity sphere of Asia for Asians when it does this fishing in order to repudiate the French accusations of predatory fishing? Is that talk going on?
It doesn't even really have to. It just does it. You know, it buys off the people it needs to buy off, and it ignores the people that it doesn't feel like it needs to buy off, and it does it. So it doesn't even need to play the colonial card in order to do that. And unfortunately, there are other fishing fleets in the region that could be more responsible as well. For example, the Vietnamese. And so sometimes that'll get a little bit of coverage and some points. The Chinese will point the finger there. But we're not so the West, the colonial powers aren't fishing in that area in the same way that the regional powers are. So they don't need to play the colonial card. They play the colonial card against the French in places like New Caledonia leading up to the third independence referendum. And that does have some resonance. But the French are very aware of it and try to counter it with information of their own about what some of the others are doing in the region, including China.
Gordon, you have a question about the Solomon Islands.
Oh, Cleo, there's an update on Daniel Sudani, the premier from the Solomon Islands, who sought and has received medical care in Taiwan after the saga that we have been talking about on this show for, 6 weeks. What is the latest?
So Premier Sudani received successful medical treatment in Taiwan, and he's now on his way back to the Solomon Islands. He has to quarantine. There's no direct flight, so he has to quarantine in Australia on the way back. But he's very keen to get home. You know, he misses home. But the rumors are that the central government of the Solomon Islands, at the behest of the Chinese, who issued a press release after he left, saying that just by going to Taiwan for medical treatment, he was contributing to One China policy, that the central government was looking into arresting him on treason charges. So, you know, this is such a, you know, we talked about all those other countries that are involved in the region and kind of the values that they stand for. You know, Premier Sudani is the epitome of standing up to China and standing up for democracy in the region. He wants to go home to his home province, to Malaita province, and hold a festival of democracy. He wants to go to the villages, talk to the people, just about how important democracy is and what it means for them. And his central government wants to try him for treason. And New Zealand is saying nothing about it. The Australians are saying nothing about it. The U.S. is saying nothing about it. The French are saying nothing about it. So this is really the core of it. This is the fundamental front line of the political Chinese political warfare. If Sudani isn't backed, then that front line advances. It gets closer to us. They've got the Solomon Islands. Next, they move on to Australia or New Zealand or wherever. So, you know, we can talk about sending the fleets or this or that, but if we aren't backing the people who are standing at risk of their own life for our values, for the things that we believe in, then we're going to lose this fight.
As Cleo, I'm especially interested in Canberra. Is it fully informed of these matters and remaining silent?
It is definitely fully informed. Yeah, Premier Sudani did an interview on Sky News. It is like many other capitals. There's a large section of the defense, security, intelligence community who would like to back him, who believe in what he stands for and admire him. And then there's sort of the more political and economic side who are saying, don't rock the boat. Okay. We don't want to affect our relationship with the Solomons.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, reporting on the South Pacific and the fishing fleet, and Emmanuel Macron running for re-election, talking tough from Paris, although he did not name China. He did say predatory. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.